the 27th level of... I don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
Welcome to Pork Fest Rising 11. We are the Black Sheep.
Woo!
And we've got a fiend worm something over here. Well, one of the freedom fiends.
Sweet.
Diana, I forgot your last name.
It's Kyler. Yeah.
Kyler. Like Harvey Kyler from Boy Meets World, show that I watched when I was in high school.
Was he a Kyler? Really?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kyler's an unusual name.
That was Kiner.
No one, no one saw that.
Everybody watched.
My daughter watched it.
There's a spinoff now, Girl Meets World, where Tori and Topanga's daughter is going to John Adams High School.
You actually remember the characters' names. Wow.
What? I had the hugest crush on Topanga.
Topanga, yeah.
Oh, Topanga.
So who are we, Mr. Daryl?
I'm Daryl.
I'm Conan.
And this is Diana.
And where are we?
We are the Black Sheep.
Where the hell are we?
We are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Looking out the windows and see the white mountains. That's not something that we get in the undisclosed studio that is your house.
It's kind of a dungeon, yes. But yeah, this is amazing.
The dungeon.
Now that the clouds have gone away and
it's
stopped raining, and every time I walk out to take a leak, I see those mountains. It's just I forgot what I came out of my truck to do. And I just stand there in amazement like a zombie.
And 5 seconds later, your leg gets warm and you remember...
But it's all right because we all stink to high heaven because the showers do not work.
Hold on. No.
They do.
I was able to take a shower this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
And now the water pressure was akin to me poking holes into the top of the cap on my water bottle and like pouring it over my head. But I did get a shower this morning.
Uh-huh. You got a trickle.
Yes.
A trickle. So, yes, the showers are back in operation. They were
somewhat out.
You know, back and forth, on and off. It was...
I had to go to the ones all the way up in the family area.
Yeah, you would see people, like, not on your side of the camp, walking through your campsite. It's like, hey, I thought you were, like, on the opposite side of the map of the globe. Like, oh, I'm looking for a bathroom that works. Well,
yeah, the ones in the media room here have remained working for most of Pork Fest.
Mm-hmm.
They have been shutting it down for, like, an hour, half an hour every day. Just to make sure that it doesn't get overworked. But yeah, so for the most part, there's been 2 working bathrooms and 4 porta-johns that have not been emptied at all.
Yeesh. That's not good.
Yeah, and I also thought that it was funny. The name of the porta-john company is Polyjohn, and I noticed that on my way to a polyamory panel.
And how was that?
It was very interesting.
I decided to skip it because that stuff doesn't interest me. Too much wacky drama-ness, and I don't want any part of it.
It was interesting.
I mean, how many people actually you know, try it out and stick with it.
Of like the 70 people that were in there, I don't know how many were, you know, necessarily poly, but I'm guessing that most of them or all of them were polycurious. I would consider myself to be polycurious.
I'm very curious about how all that works, really.
Yeah.
I think it's a bunch of nonsense.
And I am just disgusted by the name polyamory because it is so wrong because it mixes a Greek and a Latin root and like you shouldn't do that with language. It should be polyphilia or multiamory. Can we agree on this that polyamory is wrong? It's either polyphilia or multiamory.
I think I agree with you, yes. Yeah, things need to be proper like that.
So other than walking around ass backwards looking for showers, what else has been going on? We had a thing last night. That was pretty wild.
I made some money. The bigger, gayer, dancier party.
Yeah.
I made an appearance wearing... I just won't even describe what I was wearing because I know that the freaking haters would just have a field day with that. But I did make an appearance after Free Talk Live.
It was pretty rocking. I had my hat and I had my camera and I like took 300 some such pictures, which I just uploaded.
What happens at the big gay dance party gets uploaded to Facebook.
Oh yeah, but I'm not going to tag anybody. You can tag yourself.
Facebook automatically tags people now in some photos.
Yeah, if you accidentally hit the wrong button next to the publish button, it will automatically tag people, and they don't do a very good job.
And
they
then
do a
pretty Edward Snowden knows who all was here and everything else. Yeah, it's just
those
not
bastards.
Good. Yeah.
So Conan, I did get to see your masterpiece. Your
hat.
Yeah,
you like that?
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful, and it actually fit my head.
Well, you
that's
have
what
the,
I'm blown away by.
You have
oh,
the,
this so, was the
you
Mad
have
Hatter
poofy,
hat.
Poofy blonde hair. Yeah,
it's not the. It's I'm telling you, it's the brain. We discussed this last night.
Yeah, we were talking about the fact that we have Neanderthal brains. Yeah. You know, whether that makes us smarter people.
Survivors.
Maybe.
No, not survivors, dang.
Maybe we.
But the Neanderthals bred into
That's true.
Culture and became mostly our Frenchmen.
Maybe we can tolerate.
Mostly our Frenchmen.
Maybe we can tolerate.
No offense to the French, but that's where the last known Neanderthal was living, was in France.
That's true.
So he probably, you know, got busy with some French chick and wound up, you know, fathering Charlemagne or something.
My boyfriend is French Canadian and he does have quite a prominent brow ridge.
And an accent.
And an accent,
especially when he drinks too much.
Oh,
which is like all the time,
goodness.
Right?
Last night was,
That was
like, honey, I'll drive, okay? I just want you to know that. I'm not even asking permission. I'm driving.
So the French-Canadian boyfriend, how does he pronounce the word roundabout?
Oh, he doesn't do the boot thing. That's like in other parts of Canada.
He doesn't say roundabout.
No, he probably does have some kind of interesting accent.
What's this show, a le boot?
A le boot. No, he doesn't do the a boot and all that, no.
So we found an interesting art piece form last night with projectors and naked navels.
Right, that was awesome.
Bare
that was
navels.
So funny.
So we were watching The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
We weren't
Why
watching
Why would
it.
Anybody do that?
We were listening.
It's
we
an
weren't
awesome
listening.
Movie.
It was just playing in the background, and someone stood in front of it and said, oh.
No, you were standing in front of it.
That's where I was going with
that. Yeah, okay, sorry.
But I had clothes on, so I had to disrobe, get as naked as possible. And then I had to try to catch.
I'm glad I didn't see that.
I had to get my belly button on their mouth.
The character's mouth. Yeah, that was good. That was really funny.
Stoned at the time?
No, I don't smoke, but I was drunk.
Okay, I knew that there was some kind of substance inside of you.
His belly makes a perfect projection screen because it's like nice and smooth.
And there's no hair on it,
and it's like the colors are really crisp. Yeah, and
should I change seats here?
So because I haven't gotten any sun because I moved to New Hampshire and there is no sun here except like what 2 or 3 days out
during
of the year.
Pork Fest. A couple of days in Pork Fest, the days that it's not raining.
Yeah.
So, Diana, you're with the Freedom Fiend.
Yes, I'm a Freedom
Fiend. So, for the listeners and viewers who are not familiar with a Freedom Fiend or the Freedom Fiends, what is a Freedom Fiend, and why do you say worms a lot?
Okay, I'm going to start with the worms question first. I am actually fairly new to the libertarian, anarchist, et cetera, movement. And when I first started like expressing interest and first started realizing that this philosophy really is in line with my own personal values, I was listening. I would listen to Freedom Fiends, and okay. And I think right around the time I started listening was which was about a year and a half ago, is when Michael came up with Worms, and Michael Dean of Freedom Fiends, and Worms is actually just another way of saying word. Like, so instead of saying word, you say worms.
But just in his world, his
reality. In his world, and the fiends.
So he
world,
speaks his own little language.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah. But I enjoy that.
Turn off your radios. Yeah, keep your arms, legs, and hands, and small children inside of the ride until it comes to a full and complete stop.
So with every episode, we scream worms in various different accents and ways and stuff like that.
And
so,
cat meows.
And we meow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. I'm actually.
Have you ever mixed a meow and a worm?
Yeah, meow worms.
That is so lame.
Worms. No, that there you go.
Oh,
so
there you go.
Meow the word worm.
Worms. Yeah, we do that too. Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah, we do that too. And
it sounds like a cat that's just like ready to claw somebody's face off.
Yeah, and you may have already noticed that I laugh a lot. Like, I find pretty much anything funny.
So you're the laughing kitty.
I'm the laughing kitty, exactly. So we all have our little wrestler animal handles for the show.
Groovy.
And what is Michael's wrestler handle?
He's the Iron Hamster.
The Iron
You know, I saw him for the first time, and I heard some of the last hosts on the show, they said they saw Michael for the first time,
yeah,
and they're
yeah.
like amazed that he's like not a foot,
yeah.
but he's very much shorter than the rest of us. He's not petite.
He's not petite.
He's like a stocky little dwarf.
He's kind of stocky, yeah, but yeah, he's a little on the short side.
Yeah,
but
very because he's got the personality, which
right.
is huge.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It just kind of blows you away when you actually see someone like that in person.
And then I saw him running through somebody's campsite, and they were like, "Oh, that's Michael Dean!" And I just shouted, "That's how you get worms."
That's awesome. So we were going to talk about my tattoo, I thought.
Oh, yeah. So you got a knot-free tattoo, which is good, which is always good. If someone starts handing out tattoos,
right.
run.
Well, hold it up so one of the cameras can possibly
see. This one right here.
See.
Yeah.
Would be,
Oh, my bracelet's in the way. Yeah, my Portfest bracelet.
I'm not sure how close that camera is going to be able to zoom in on that.
That's not. But.
It's a little stylized porcupine, like the Free State Project symbol, and
with your mover number in it.
Well, yeah,
327.
It looks like a number from a distance, but it's actually the ohm symbol. And I recently was doing yoga teacher training, and you know, started doing the whole ohm thing.
What kind of yoga do you do?
Just the,
because I know that there are several different types.
There are several different types.
Vinyasa, there's yen, there's something else that I forget the name of.
Yeah, they all kind of come under the same, most of them anyway, and vinyasa and yin kind of come under the same heading of, it's called Hatha Raja, the royal path. It encompasses several different types.
But one's a little more intense,
yeah,
the
some
other
are
one's
more
relaxing.
Yeah, there's all different kinds. Vinyasa is a flow. And those can get pretty intense when you're doing chaturangas, which are kind of like push-ups in reverse, but you're going like really slow. Yeah, they're really, really hard.
Sounds tasty.
I know, like a chimichanga.
Yeah.
Like yes, I'll take an order of the chaturangas with a side of paella and a frappy mocha latte chino to drink.
I've never done it. I don't know that I ever will. I think
what,
I was talking
yoga?
Yoga.
What, eating a chaturanga?
Just go run.
Yeah, running's cool too. Yeah, actually, I used to do a lot of races myself, and I quit running.
Mudman 2000, whatever that thing is called.
I've never done a mud run, but I'd like to.
You ever done marathon, half marathon?
Yeah, I've done two full marathons and several half marathons and multitude of 5Ks, and I quit
What's
running.
What's your best
and,
time on
oh my
a
God,
full marathon?
Please don't ask me that. I am horrible. Like,
did you
the worst
finish,
time
did you
ever.
Finish
I finished
the race.
I finished the races.
Before
I had the medals to prove.
Down, right. Before they just shut down the course, and they were like, okay, nobody else is going to finish before midnight.
Yeah, I did finish, and I have a
Winning.
Little bit of a funny story about attempting a half Ironman.
Okay.
A full Ironman is 112 miles. miles on a, well, it's a 2.4 mile swim, 112 miles on a bike, and then 26.2 mile run, like back to back. Okay,
full marathon.
So that's a full Ironman triathlon. Yes. Okay, so a half is what I attempted to do, and I
so
got
that's
through the
a little
swim.
Over 1 mile.
Yeah,
of
it's like
swim,
right, and then
56 miles mm-hmm. on a bicycle,
and then 13 point. Yeah, and I actually got through the swim, which I was really happy about because that was kind of what I was most anxious. But then I got onto the bike. And I got about 30 miles in, and I ran out of water, and it was really, really hot, and I had a constant headwind, and I ended up with
What's a headwind?
A headwind was just like when it's coming at you like this.
You're riding into the wind.
Yeah,
sailing
yeah.
your ship into
it
the
was,
wind.
A tailwind is one that pushes you?
Well, I thought it was like a head cold, like you're...
And so right? I ended up actually with the sweepers right behind me and a cop car and everything, and I'm like, ugh,
I'm just
miserable.
Did you tell them sweepers, no sweeping?
And I just kind of like quit at that point. I was like, yeah, I'm done. I had no water. My water, I'd frozen it in the Camelback, and it wasn't melting fast enough.
Do they have like a wagon where they pick up scragglers?
They did, yeah.
That's the sweeper.
And I actually got picked up by
the... I thought they were the sweeper was the guy picking up all of the cups you guys just throw away.
Right.
That's the person that comes along, and if you're going too slow to where they know you're not going to finish in a certain time, then they will just say, all right, you're done.
Yeah, well, I kind of finished myself. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I made it through the swim, and I was really happy about that.
What happens if somebody's chain breaks during the bicycle run? Do they have to sit there and work on it themselves?
You have to fix it, yeah. I mean, it's like anything that goes wrong, I mean, you basically have to be prepared to fix it if you want to finish the race, so...
So you've got to pretty much like have a toolkit on you.
Yeah, 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 a small toolkit.
We have the technology.
We do.
So anyway.
So as far as Porkfest goes, let's get back on topic.
Yeah.
Are you coming back?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. This is my first one. I was hoping I would get a V on my head like Rocky Horror, but I didn't.
Get a V?
You know, the Rocky Horror Picture Show when you go
no,
to see that.
I don't.
If you go for the first time to a theater, you get a V on your head for Virgin.
I have no clue what...
Like a scarlet letter?
I am aware that there's a movie called The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
And I'm aware that some people, you know, ritualistically go and watch it on a certain day of the year. And
it's
fun.
Wear
weird costumes.
This is all you need to know about it. Because
I see you shiver with anticipation.
That's it. That's all I need to know.
So is it like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party?
It's gayer.
A little bit, gayer. Yeah.
How the hell do you get gayer?
But it's gothier,
Buzz's,
too.
It's gothier, yeah.
So it's Buzz's
it's gay
big goth gay dance party movie.
Yeah, people run around like with their underwear on.
Yeah.
So.
They're running?
Like lunatics.
There's no running by the pool.
This is in a movie theater.
So back in the day, and I'm assuming they still do it in some theaters, they would have like live participants.
While
the show was playing, they'd come running down the aisles and with pom-poms and outfits and the whole nine, and they would do the songs.
You just have to experience it.
It's one of those things.
No, I'm fairly certain that I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, so Porkfest has been awesome. I mean, it's... again, it's my first one, and I'm you know, about a year and a half into the movement, and it feels like home to me, you know.
Can't get enough of it.
I know, absolutely, and I can't wait to come back.
So earlier in the week, I went out with Mark Edge from Free Talk Live, and we were doing Man on the Street interviews for the camera crew, who has been filming most of the events down in the pavilion, the bit tent, the Shaolin zombie tent, and then there's another one that I forget the name of.
Were you allowed in the elitist tent?
The VIP tent?
The VIP tent.
Yeah, I've got the right color bracelet to go in the VIP tent. But so we were doing Man on the Street stuff, and one of the questions that Mark came up with was, what is your Porkfest confession?
Uh-oh.
And this was on Wednesday, so a lot of people had not had time to... have a Porkfest confession moment, but we're on pretty much the last day of Porkfest. There's still a couple of events tomorrow, but you know, for the most part, we're in the home stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ninth inning, if you will. So what is your Porkfest confession?
Uh-oh.
I think I've pretty much behaved myself. Like, I don't drink alcohol, so sorry, people. I do other things.
Keeping your fellow in line. He was pulling all the stunts.
Yeah,
so,
definitely was.
You're
for sure. Yeah. I do things that make me a little mellow. So.
What did you think of the guy running around with the loincloth?
I thought that was interesting, yeah.
Did you see him bend over to pet his dog?
No, I did not see that. I hate that I missed that. Dang.
Apparently, there were things just dangling.
Just
when
dangling.
He bent over to pet his dog.
Is that
because
innuendo?
Because the loincloth doesn't cover that much, and he didn't have anything up under to cover. And yeah, somebody was taking a picture of Jeffrey Tucker, and this guy was bent over petting his dog in like halfway.
When you say petting his dog,
he actually had a dog,
okay.
A very well behaved dog, something that you would not know anything about. And
stupid
he
dog.
Bent down to pet the dog. His dog didn't run over and try knocking over cameras
like that one.
And as I say that, he damn near knocked over a camera.
And you could see his junk. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I heard. I didn't see it, but apparently some guy has a picture of, you know, loincloth guy's junk because he was trying to take a picture of Jeffrey Tucker, right? And this guy bent over in front of the camera.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
It's like I feel like I'm kind of a weird person.
Mm-hmm. We all are.
And I really like...
Welcome to being a libertarian.
I know. It's kind of like... And I feel like I have found my people. Like, oh, yes, but try.
Your cult.
Yeah. I don't like to
don't
think of it
that
way.
Don't throw
that
word out.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I think a cult probably has too many rules for us.
Yeah. Definitely.
One, and drink the Kool-Aid. Wait, no. One, make the Kool-Aid. Rule two, poison the Kool-Aid. Three, everybody drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I'm not drinking
the Kool-Aid. We'd be like,
Kool-Aid.
I don't want Kool-Aid. Give me vodka.
Yeah, because I have my own ideas. I don't even really like to label myself, but just to avoid a long description of where I stand, I just typically say voluntarist. So, because anarchy scares people.
Yeah, I get in trouble for saying that.
Anarchy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
anarchy.
People don't know what it means.
And then some people hear the word libertarian and they think, oh, you mean like Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin.
Oh,
or Bill Maher.
My gosh.
Rand Paul. You're one of those people like Rand Paul, right? Bill Maher claims to be a mm-hmm. libertarian.
Hmm. Okay.
But yet he advocates for
He's
gun
a statist
control
and a half.
And government-run health care and a bunch of other things that are... not at all libertarian,
yeah.
But he claims the label for himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've heard some people, the ones that prefer the big tent of libertarianism to where, like everybody but Adolf Hitler and Stalin and Barack Obama are libertarian.
If you call yourself a libertarian, you are.
Everyone has a little.
Yeah.
If you want to decrease the federal budget by one penny, you're a libertarian. No, that doesn't make you a libertarian. That just makes you like,
Yeah, look up the definition before you call yourself that.
Somebody that wants to lower the federal budget by a penny.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard somebody earlier today, they used the term minimal statist to describe minarchist.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting, the context in which they were doing it, because it was in the legislative panel where they were talking about some of the legislative successes. And how there are people in the New Hampshire State House who openly claim to be voluntarist or anarchist.
Hmm.
And so the person asking the question said, so what's it like, being an anarchist or voluntarist, working with some of the minimal statists that also want to lower government? And I just thought that the term was so funny and everybody got a laugh. Minimal statist.
I think it's easier to say than minarchist.
I don't know.
Maybe.
It's
maybe
equally as confusing because people are going to be like, what?
I don't know.
Because already people are like, what's a minarchist?
Yeah.
What? You mean like the Minotaur that's half man, half bull or whatever? Like, we don't have Minotaurs
and they hate government
around here. Why don't Minotaurs like taxes? The Minotaur. That's who will build the roads. The Minotaurs.
Hey, you
they
know
will
how,
build the roads.
You know how big this event is? This event is so big large. That I have only seen you three times the whole time I've been here. And one of those times was on this studio doing Free Talk Live.
And I'm guessing all three of those times I was not wearing shoes.
I don't remember that part, but I know that you saw my dog and like started
cursing.
Oh,
your dog ran into me while I was talking to Gigi Bowman and some other people.
No, I kind of threw him into you.
And yeah, then I made some threats about the dog, and everybody was like, what
Stop
is wrong with
me.
You? I was like, I've got a history with that dog. Like, look, you don't know the things that that dog does to me.
Look at that dog.
He looks precious.
Look at that dog. He's
so
precious.
Sweet.
He's just laying there.
Somebody just gave him a Vicodin 2 minutes ago when he's asleep.
So, yes. Very huge event. I'm going to have to say that I think it's gotten maybe a little too big. I think we need a big...
That's
or not a big one, but
Spanish
just a nice schism. Maybe the Cantwellians and the elitists. We can split our ways and we can like do two pork fests.
So which one would I be welcome at?
You got to choose one or the other. It's a two-party system. Go with it.
I'll start my own pork fest with blackjack and hookers. Forget the pork fest and the blackjack.
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Nah, I just screw the whole damn thing.
No, but I mean, seriously, I don't know. I don't...
Sure, I'll meet anybody.
No, no one watches that crap. I know, it's just so big. There's so many people. You know, it's... I haven't seen you but three times. I guess that's a good thing because I don't want to see you unless we're working because, you know, we'd get tired of each other.
Yeah.
But it's just... Oh, man, it's just...
I've been making money, dude. Making money.
Oh, well, that's good.
Sold completely out of the stock of books that I brought.
Mm-hmm. I didn't bring my taxi cab golf cart. Would anyone actually pay for a golf cart ride?
If you're in the live audience here, would you pay for a golf cart ride to get you up one of these hills?
Or back to your campsite? No, no, yes.
Yes. Right. There was somebody a few years ago that they were doing free taxi rides in a golf cart. And only asking for donations.
And that obviously that didn't work because he's not here this year.
I forget why he is not back, but there was something. I don't think it had anything to do with whether or not it was profitable. I think the golf carts were damaged.
That'll do it.
Yes. And then there was one of the state reps that had a Segway, and she brought her Segway, and she was renting it to people. And it wound up getting damaged and costing her a couple $1,000s to repair. So she never brought it back.
Well, back to the pork fest has gotten too big. When the showers are breaking, when the bathrooms are broken every single day, that's I mean, we've grown too big for Rogers. Either we go to another location.
This is my fifth pork fest, and every pork fest there has been water and shower problems.
So has anyone talked to these knuckleheads and said, hey, look, guys, you know, we give you good service, you know, every year for a week. About how he's going to fix it or how he wishes he had the money to do it. You guys need to pay more and I can fix this crap. I don't know.
I don't know. But I have heard that the campground is on the market, and if anyone had $4 million, then it could be purchased. And maybe we could have one of the Bitcoin-rich porcupines wind up buying it, and then we can have this on pork-owned.
James, Bitcoin 10,000, man. Yeah, Bitcoin 10,000. We'll all be rich. We can all retire.
With your $10,001?
Hell yeah.
I'm only buying one Bitcoin ever. That's it.
I'm going to start investing in the more. I actually I made a big purchase online a couple of months ago. So, and it was
Silk Road?
No. Well, no.
Overstock.
It was illegal, but no.
Oh.
But it wasn't Silk Road.
CoinsRx.com?
No. I won't go any further. Incriminate myself.
I'm just going to start throwing out all of the titsforbitcoin.com. Wait, no, that's not illegal. That website does exist, by the way.
Are you the founder?
No. No, I'm not.
Oh, crap. So what else happened? Let's see. I got here on Wednesday. I drove through a rainstorm. Came up here with James in his new cruiser, his new police cruiser.
Decommissioned cruiser.
Yeah, but the sticky police tape is still on it. So
yeah.
I drove right behind him. We were driving through a rainstorm. People were cruising up the road, 80 miles an hour, and they'd pass me, and then they'd see this guy, and they'd sit there for about 30 seconds, so they figured out, oh, no, it's just some asshole. Yeah, you guys are jerks, I'm telling you.
They couldn't have figured that out in the regular car?
And I'm really thinking about getting myself one as well. So next Concord auction. Yeah, let's go do it.
And did you see that there was somebody driving around in just a gray Crown Vic?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that was also a decommissioned cop car.
There's a gray one, a white one, and I think a black one.
Yeah.
Plus the black and white, so that would be like four, at least four. Okay.
Yeah. The only problem with that is so we had our adventure getting up here, but then driving around in Rogers.
Yeah.
Conversations just stopped mid-sentence, and everyone is watching us pass, and there was booze, and they were shaking.
They didn't notice the Wisconsin registration.
Or this guy driving it with his green shirt on. No.
Undercover, man. We're undercover. We're just going to register all of these 15-year-old cop cars in Montana, then we only have to pay a one-time fee.
Yeah. So did you guys see any good sermons on the mount, presentations here that you that's put a tear in your eye or another bead in your heart that you want to try out when you get to the house, like beekeeping? I know you want to.
You know, I actually, since I've been here, I haven't seen a lot. I've done a lot more socializing here than most of the places I go. I do see a lot of the talks. Like I came to the Liberty Forum back in February, and but since I've been here, I've mostly been hanging out, and I've done a couple of shows, and and I was on the abortion panel.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was on that.
I heard some people calling that the abortion clinic.
That was actually Michael Dean's. That was his
just
baby.
Just because it was his baby. So funny hearing people say, oh, yeah, I'm heading down to the abortion clinic.
Right, yeah, yeah. And Bill Buport gave a talk this morning on irregular warfare, and I would have to say that I'm probably not the best person in the world to talk about what he talked about because I was in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard him. He's a great speaker. I really enjoy all of his talks.
Yeah, he had one a couple of days ago titled Limited Government Unicorns and other Mythical Creatures.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go to that, and then I got wrapped into possibly being a judge for a flash fiction contest.
A flashing contest?
No, flash fiction.
What did I miss?
Give people 20 minutes to write a story.
Swing!
And so when I came up for that, like 10 minutes later, I realized that they didn't need me to be a judge, and then I was tired and just like took a nap. So the panels that I actually went to, there was the really large discussion in Alt Expo between Varen Swearingen, who is a former president of the Free State Project, also running for state rep in Keene in the at-large race, District 16. Conan, you and I are also both candidates in that race. Carla Garrick was also on the panel, as was Larkin Rose and Josie Wells. And it was a debate about whether or not the Free State Project would allow the discussion of violence. And Carla said, you know, like, obviously we allowed the discussion to take place, but we don't allow the advocation of violence to take place. And Josie and Larkin both said, well, you're censoring us by not inviting us to speak. And, of course, so Carla had to pull out the legal dictionary and explain that censorship means that we are preventing you from saying it in any outlet, anywhere. Like, you know, the Free State Project is not pulling down YouTube videos from Larkin Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, by not inviting them to speak, they are not censoring them. They're just not providing people to give, you know, they're not giving them a bullhorn and a platform from which to speak. So that was a really good discussion. I had no clue what your drop was.
I kind of missed it. But
and then the other thing that I went to at some point during the week, I already mentioned the Poly panel, and I don't really think I've been to too many other events other than the speech that I gave on Thursday, which was using your freedom of the press.
Yeah, once you've heard enough of them, I think sometimes it's time to go socialize or make money.
A bunch of the things this year were all DIY sort of things, so you know, it was different than in years past, but I was busy selling books and had to run into Littleton to get copies on Wednesday. That took a lot longer than I thought. And, yeah, I've been up in the media room a good bit, and I'm here now. I've still been doing my five-minute newscast every morning, waking up about 7 o'clock in the morning, trying to find a bathroom that I can go relieve myself in, brush my teeth. And it's generally been one of the bathrooms in the media room where I've
it always
done
works.
My morning tidying and taken a few hooker baths.
Cool.
You know, hooker baths are always good when you can't actually take a real bath.
What's a hooker bath?
It's where you take a wet rag and you get the, you know, the parts that are sweaty.
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Diana, thanks for so much for being on.
Thanks so much for having me. It was very fun.
I'll send you those pictures.
Oh, right on.
Or I'll just post them and you can tag them.
All right.
And they look really good too with that sexy Mad Hatter hat on.
Yeah.
It.
Right.
Looks good.
Oh, I forgot you took a picture of me with that on. I can't wait to see that. Cool. All so, right, thanks so much.
Before we get rid of her, let's ask her the question that I always ask during the show.
I don't know where it's at. I don't think I want to play it.
You never want to play.
What did you learn?
But she already asked the...
Diana, what did you learn during the week of Porkfest?
I learned, again, that we don't need government interference or intervention to make us behave and interact in a collaborative, cooperative way with one another. When I was on the abortion panel, I was a little frightened of that, actually, because it is such a controversial topic, and I'd never done any kind of panel like that before. And I did actually just assume that people would be nice and behave themselves and be civil.
During the abortion panel or just in general?
Of course in general, but during the abortion panel. I wasn't sure like how, you know, people would, you know, since it is a very emotional thing. But everyone was very nice. I mean, everyone, you know, on the panel was able to get their points across very, you know, understandably and succinctly, and you know, the audience, you know, the questions that they asked were, I mean, it was just great. It really was. We don't need the government. We don't need no stinking government.
Thank you, ma'am. That was very nice.
Thank you, Miss Diana.
Yes, thank you. Thanks so much.
And Conan, are you going to answer the question now, or are you bringing somebody else on and you'll have them answer?
I was thinking about. I think we can do another segment after we close this out. We can do another segment. Want to have the Robin Hooders on for sure.
Okay.
But as far as what did I learn this week?
Yes.
Do you have something right on the tip of your tongue?
Yes, I learned that Vermin Supreme is going to try getting matching funds for a 2016 presidential campaign. I know that because he's here. He went to the agorist pitch and pitched the idea of, you know, like free ponies, blah, 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 give me money. And if I raise X amount of money from X amount of states, then I will wind up getting matching funds and this, that, the other thing, blah, 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 free pony.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernest Hancock, I love Ernie. Ernie was one of the judges, picked up the microphone, looked at him and said, "You're still voting?"
Yeah.
And it was just so funny. And so he obviously, he did not win the agorist pitch. But Tim Fry from Roberts & Roberts Brokerage did, who he was also one of the judges, did say, you know, like, yeah, you know, thanks for getting up here. I'm giving you this really low score to make sure you don't win, but I'm also contributing $100 to your campaign. So that was pretty cool. So, you know, it was interesting to see Vermin here, and I know that the other guys that you want on, they absolutely love Vermin. And
do they?
That he's the greatest thing since sliced Obama coin.
Hey, we're going to talk about Obama coin.
Yeah, that is such a stupid thing.
Let it alone. It's art.
I had somebody ask me earlier in the week if they could buy books for me in Obama coin, and I told them to go fuck themselves.
You realize Garrett probably sent them intentionally to you to troll you.
Probably, and I asked, and they said, no, like, you know, Obama coin's just great.
I learned that Michael W. Dean is a munchkin.
Yes.
From Wizard of Oz.
He represents the Lollipop Guild.
Yep.
The Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild.
But he's probably
He represents the Lollipop Guild.
But he's probably got 50 pounds on me, and he could take me and probably crack me over his knee.
I will break you.
So I'm not going to tell him that in person.
Yeah, that's probably a smart thing.
So we're going to close this up?
Yeah, go ahead, close it up for the first hour. So give out all the ways that people can contact the show. There's the Facebooks, Twitters, this, that's the other thing.
Oh, yeah. So you've been...
You guys can call us, assuming that you have cell phone service. You can call and leave nasty voicemails telling us to, you know, like, go fornicate ourselves.
Yeah, except I don't remember the number. I'll put it in the edit, though. No, yeah. What? Fornicate ourselves. You've been watching Black Sheep Rising, and you can visit us at blacksheeprising.org or the Facebook page. If you haven't been there already, go there. Give it an old like, and, I don't know, join the conversation, if you will. If you like what you see, if you like a particular panelist, let me know, and I'll try to make that happen more often. Blacksheeprising.org.
People know where to find me.
Email show at blacksheeprising.org.
I've got somebody bringing me some specialty in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'll put the number, the voicemail number on the old edit.
The number will be right here.
Oh, yeah.
On the screen.
Maybe, no, it's maybe up here a little more.
Up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
somewhere in this area of your screen.
We're going to close this old show on a song.
Really? Yeah. We always close on a song. How would we ever guess that we would be closing on a song?
Except this is just a break, so we're gonna take a break. This is a break song. It's by Korn. It's called Lies.
Oh, whatever happened with the song that I sent you from my friend's band? Where I was like, hey, can we have this at some point?
Not a clue. Not a clue what you're talking about.
On the Book of Faces, I sent you a...
No, you're going to have to resend it. Because we played everything that you recommended.
No, we haven't.
All two songs. No, we're not.
I recommended another one.
We're not playing...
You say that you don't know what it is.
We're not playing the 4 minute or whatever they're called.
No.
Ever.
The Invincible Grins is their name. It's... Some of my friends out in Arizona have a band.
Okay, resend it.
And I tagged you in a post.
I'll investigate.
Monica Dean. Hello.
Guys, stay tuned. We'll be back after the break. Here, enjoy this Korn.
Thought of the things that you lie. What's the problem? eyes, the way things that hurt you, the world that sees the lies. I want you to feel, feel you on up inside. Once I took you in, I'll throw you out of turn.
To get used to fucking shit.
Oh, you made him dog whine.
You made your own dog whine.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Oh shit, James, sit down.
I got my water, dude.
Oh, get your water then. Welcome back to the show, part two. And I've got my best buddies on the show with me, the Robin Hooders of Keene, regular hooligans, always getting in trouble. Feeding the meters, chalking on the pavement, doing parkour off of city buildings, riling up the residents. But none of that's happening this week because we're here at Porkfest. And so what's up? Garrett, you look a little tired, man.
Oh, it's been a great week. We've all been enjoying ourselves and just relaxing in the mountains, having fun, playing games, living like it's the future.
So real quick, the first thing I want to address... in the last hour, Obama coin was brought up.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to get into that. So, like, if you think back to Porkfest 2012, there was, like, this Bitcoin, and some people were talking about Bitcoin, and it was not that big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
But if you had invested in Bitcoin then...
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, it would have taken off. So I already see, like, the same seeds with Obama coin.
So by the time Bitcoin 10,000 gets here, I mean, we'll all be rich, richy riches.
I mean, Obama coin could hit 10,000 before Bitcoin.
Here's a little Obama coin right here for you, free at the house.
I was hoping that Daryl would still be here, but...
What are they, three for a dollar?
Yeah, they've been going for three for a dollar. Just about everyone I've introduced to Obama coin has been riling to take one.
Yeah, they're very fashionable. They have a very elegant-looking Obama on the front, and it says, let's see, what does it say here? That one's wrong.
Has come to America.
Change has come to America. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Some people, maybe they just don't have the foresight to see what kind of new technology this is.
Mm-hmm.
And... I think it's really going to take off, and I know
we have the technology.
I know that FPP in years past, I think he would cash out his bitcoins. So I'm just telling you, man, you should take Obama coins.
It will
make you wealthy one day.
Wait, FPP, who's that?
So there's this thing called like the FPP Honor Store. I don't know if you guys got to see that. Did you see that?
It's like a table set up somewhere.
Oh, that's great.
So it's like a table, and you can buy things on the honor system. But the only suggestion I would have is I think you should have a newsstand for the newspapers instead of just putting them under the table.
And if you do go and actually use fiat currency to purchase at the honor store...
Leave Obama coins.
Leave Obama coins.
Yes.
You will make this man's day for
always
sure.
Always accepted.
So, all right, so we've asked Daryl and Diana about their weeks here at the old Pork Fest. And what the hell is Pork Fest? Can someone explain that to me? Because I've been here the whole week.
Well, according to some locals I talked to in town, they're like, are you here for the barbecue thing?
Uh-huh.
So I think that there's a misconception that it's barbecue, and I don't even think there's... I guess there's pulled pork this year, wasn't there?
Somewhere. Sure. There's lots of bacon. Bacon pancakes.
That's true. There's bacon.
We actually had a nice conversation at Whack Arnold's with some of the locals mm-hmm. who had never heard of us. But they were very agreeable to the ideas of liberty, and it's very refreshing.
They were also fans of the internet.
Yeah, most definitely. So we happen to meet. So if you're in here in Lancaster and you're wondering why your internet is what it is, you can thank the couple that we met in Wack Arnold's. They actually have the friggin' tower in their backyard.
If it wasn't for them, there'd be dial-up internet.
Yeah, it would be horrible.
And that would
We'd be slitting
insane.
Wrists, man, left and right. People would be hanging from trees. There'd be slit wrists. People would be crying, broken glass in her. Yeah, just nastiness. Just absolute.
I mean, the internet's already bad enough up here. That's, I think, one ding, and I think you mentioned it earlier, the toilet situation, yeah. The shower situation.
I mean, that's just wild. I'm glad that, because I'm a two-dayer, two-shower-a-day guy. So I'm always, as I'm not like, you know, holding off as long as I can, then all of a sudden I really do need a shower, except none of them work. Kind of like you wore the other day, and you ended up like driving off site to go borrow someone's shower in their hotel.
Yes, and that's a good option if you can manage that. I think we should, like, I don't know if people have been to Burning Man. We should try to like how do they set all that up and make it work?
I don't think those people shower.
Well, there is no campground at Burning Man. It's just the middle of the desert.
So. Goddamn hippies.
So you're telling me that no one showers at Burning Man?
Oh, they bring portable showers.
Or maybe they have saunas and they wash themselves with sand.
I've noticed there's more showers, freestanding
like the Native
showers
Americans.
At campsites this year, too.
So what's the longest that you guys have been without a shower?
Like on a field FTX, like a couple days with like camo and crap on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nasty. And you come back and it's just, you just can't get it out of your pores. Ugh.
My longest 28 days.
Oh my god!
I actually have a diary.
Yeah, I saw that
I wrote a.
It's a horrible movie where the zombies come.
Is
that
a military thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, military thing. You wouldn't understand, Peace Boy. Thank God.
And then we had day 29. We had warm shower.
Yeah.
It was great.
So
I guess going back to the question, we've sidetracked. Porkfest. I don't even know how to describe it.
Well, it's a bunch of freedom loving peoples and of all types. I mean, there's people that, you know, that are a little more lefty, you know, more hippie, people living off the grid and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I was doing my laundry and I was getting an earful from about how the corporations are bad and you gotta.
Yeah, don't tell anyone I work at
and
Walmart.
And it's okay to steal from corporations.
Yeah, I already get enough strife
and
from this guy over here hating on me. So yeah, all types of liberty types, and there's so many of them. I was alluding to the fact that there's just so many people that it's kind of overwhelming for me. You know, I can handle like a room of 50 people, but when you're talking to, I mean, there must have been, you know, close to 500 people down there at that.
No, but we're
out there
still
in the field the other night.
This movement, if you want to call it that, we're still in the early phases. So mm-hmm. Can you imagine 10 years from now?
Yeah, it'd be wild.
It's gonna be great.
Bitcoin 10,000.
I'm hoping Bitcoin 10,000 will enable the Liberty Movement to really take off.
I'm rich, bitch!
So, all right. So, I asked if anyone had seen any good presentations. Has anyone? Am I the only guy who watched these things?
You know, so this year, I went to no events. I just walked around and I hung out, and I went to the big gay dance party. That's the only event I went to. Mm-hmm.
What all your
and I don't know how I feel about that. Because now I'm like, damn, I really missed a lot of good stuff, and I hope they filmed it because I don't know.
Well, but they did.
Yeah, there was a lot of wiretapping going on.
Yeah.
See, that was in the back of my mind, like, oh, I can miss this because it'll be filmed. I can watch it at my leisure.
As long as the audio was good. There, I saw some presentations where the mic wasn't being passed around adequately. So
yeah,
someone asked like a 2-minute question and without the mic. So we'll see how well that crap picked up.
I know in years past, that kind of ruined the videos because it'd be like you could hear the presenter and then the person asking the question, they would like jack the audio up to try to compensate and it just sounded awful.
They might have been using a levelator where it's, you know.
It was bad. Like I didn't want to even watch the videos because of that. So, yeah. But how do you address that?
You use a levelator and it just sounds.
You come here in person.
It sounds
and then
god awful.
You can. Enjoy
oh, yeah,
the presentation.
Exactly. So, but you didn't. So you're shit out of luck.
That's right. I can hear the presenter. That's the important, right?
Yeah, you can handle the first 30 minutes.
You know, one way you could attack it too is have the presenter repeat the question.
You can do it that way too. All right. So, what are you presenting next year?
I have no. You know, I don't have any.
Your run for state rep.
We could present that if it's successful.
It would be fun if there was a day trip up to Montreal to do Robin Hooding.
How far away is Montreal from here?
A few hours, probably. Maybe like 2 hours.
That's a long drive.
Oh.
And so it's too bad Lancaster doesn't have...
That'd be great. You're going through like the border.
Now, so yeah, now Lancaster...
Like, what are you guys here for? And you're like, oh, we're going to go fill the parking meters.
Lancaster doesn't have parking meters, which is just like right there. But they do have a Civil War monument.
They do.
Yes.
And you guys, last time I heard, you know, with the chalk...
I'm not sure if it's Civil War or not now, because when I was driving through, it was either 1807 or 1907, the year of the statue.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If it was 1807, that's pre-Civil War.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it was like a Revolutionary War thing now or what.
I want to make a stop just to take a picture of it, and I'll get that info.
We know what you're really about. You're going to go out there and chalk it.
Yeah, you're going to chalk a peace sign, won't you?
Then, yeah, it get us all kicked out of Rogers Campground, the whole Porcupine Freedom Festival. This fucking Keeniacs.
Lancaster's
ruining it for everybody. Poisoning the wells of Lancaster.
And they'll blame Garrett or someone else.
Yeah, they'll blame Cantwell. Cantwell came all the way up here, chalked the Civil War monument, and then bolted.
That would be like a good false flag for Cantwell.
Yeah.
Somehow he got these posters up around. Do you guys see the posters?
Yeah, I keep meaning to get one by Gigi's tent there, so I can put one in the back of my window and my truck. I think that would look sharp.
Yeah, this is Porkfest, definitely a time when all the so-called celebritarians of the movement can
the elite.
Be admired by their fans. And especially I've seen this with G as we bring him around, that so many people run up to him and say, oh, there's G from Black Sheep Rising.
Yeah, the star and true power of the show.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps those other knuckleheads in order. Keeps them from just totally tearing it up.
I don't know if you remember, did you ever see when Ridley and I talked to the city manager?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
John. Yeah. You remember what he said? He's like, oh, that's the show with the puppy.
Yeah.
So he distinctly remembered that.
An undocumented and puppy.
It's a good dog.
He also remembered all the profanity. Thanks, Daryl.
Yeah. Fucking Daryl.
Yeah, fucking Daryl.
Well, this is, speaking of documentation, G is proudly an undocumented animal.
Yes.
And this is also an event where, for the second year in a row, they've required documentation of people. And I am proudly undocumented at this event.
Oh.
That's not to say that I didn't register with corporate.
Papers, please!
But I'm not wearing any of their, their insignia that were being forced
to
wear.
Has anyone stopped you and...
Papers, please!
No, I've gotten no resistance for it, and I've seen others...
Oh, yeah, but they know you. They know that you... Yeah.
Last year it happened to Amish Paul.
Yeah, what if it had been someone
and he's like, I'm Amish.
Every video.
I don't have to register.
I don't see a bracelet on you either.
I got one on my bag.
Oh.
Likely story.
So I did see some events. I saw the tiny house thing. I saw the beekeeping thing. I saw Salatin's talk, which is really nice. I skipped Gillespie. I don't know what he was even talking about. I guess I'll have to see that. Watch that video.
I think that this year was kind of like a Conan-themed Pork Fest, the do-it-yourself theme.
Uh-huh. I didn't see anything on Not Pay Your Taxes presentation. Was there? Did I miss that one?
Yeah, there was a Don't Pay Your Taxes thing.
For real, or are you just trolling me?
Yeah, for real. I know somebody went to it. It was like you say these magic words and you don't pay taxes. I don't know if it was quite that simple, but you know.
Well, I'll have to watch that because that's the one that really gets me. You guys know that.
One thing I was shocked at, when you file for state rep, they want to know, like, your income.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
And not only that, but they want to know how much you're gonna contribute to,
yeah,
your,
what the
to
fuck
your campaign.
What business is that of yours, you know
and
what
there
I mean?
There was this option
under $500
where you could...
Yeah, it's like, I agree to handicap myself for some reason.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I don't agree with that. That's what I put, but...
That's the one I clicked.
I was just astounded by that. Like, what business is it of theirs, you know what I mean?
Well, if you spend under $500, you can be a candidate of the people, not having, you know.
Actually,
money.
A state rep.
Well, for my ward, it was like $1,400.
Yeah, it was a couple thou.
That's strange. Might have adjusted it recently.
But yeah.
I don't know. I was just like, what the fuck? I couldn't believe that.
All right, so you didn't go any presentations this year. Are you going to change your mind next year if you come?
I just play it by ear. I don't know.
Are you going to bring a water buffalo and your own shower and a propane tank to?
I think that's not a bad idea. I think we should have like a 18-wheeler kind of deal, or maybe even an RV,
mm-hmm.
just a shower station and charge people.
Could you rent?
Like these are clean showers. These aren't like the.
Could you rent a truck with a water tank and like a couple showers, portable showers, and a heater, Do you think you could charge those out to the people on off shower days? Do you think that would be profitable?
You think maybe, but
you
the
think
issue
we're going too far into this.
I think people might say, "Well, I'll use the free one, even though the water pressure is terrible, and there's no heat in it." But. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like me.
I don't know. There could be a market.
I don't know. Listen to some of those people talking about going under the ice cold water. Dude, it was like an ice.
This morning I woke up and I'm like, okay, if the showers are not working, I'm going to go rent a hotel room. And I'm going to sleep in a hotel room tonight, and I don't give a shit because I need a shower. Like, that was my mindset. And I'm willing to pay $125 or whatever the freaking cost is. But then
no way.
I'm driving around the campsite and I see like the bathroom doors open and I stop and I'm like, oh, and I could hear the showers. So I'm like, okay. And even though it was a terrible shower, I still went the cheap route.
Mm.
So
I'd like to think that either next Pork Fest or the Pork Fest after, it'll be homesteading is the theme. And that there'll not even be any staff here, and abandoned infrastructure. And the week before Pork Fest, a crew just comes in and takes care of everything. And then
we could come during the winter. They're not even open, right? We just kind of invite ourselves in.
Sure. Dig the septic lines out of the snow.
Yeah, yeah, the frozen septic lines.
I'd be curious. So I guess Rogers is for sale. Is that what Daryl said? $4 million?
I don't know. I think that was what Diana said.
I'd be curious to like see their financials for the last few years.
Yeah, if it's justifiable to be $4 million.
Because I was just running the numbers in my head. Like, what are they bringing in revenue-wise just in this week? And 4th of July is even bigger.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. They might have higher capacity now than 4th of July.
I remember years prior, someone said there's like 3,000 people 4th of July.
Too many people.
So we can grow to 3,000. This campsite, this is one of the largest campsites, campgrounds in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, I know it's large, but can
it's not
it handle,
the largest.
Can it handle all these people?
Well, it handled it thus far.
Yeah, with difficulty.
Well, it's kind of like third world status, man. You got to build it up from the ground up. So the internet's terrible, so now someone has internet. There's like a little Wi-Fi antenna.
Yeah.
Maybe next year there'll be showers.
Yeah, I guess what it comes to is being prepared, like coming with enough water so that you can bathe yourself and
clean
yourself.
There were some potholes. Maybe next year I'll cold patch them.
Bring nice. Some tar with you. Bring some shingles. We can melt them down.
You know, there's no hiking paths out here. I'd love for someone to carve one out for us to go in the woods.
It's got to be hiking around here somewhere. There's a big mountain right there. There's got to be a trail up there somewhere.
Yeah, but not right off the campground.
Oh. Well, if you haven't already gotten your Obama coins, 3 for $1.
They're a steal.
And you don't just have to get them at Pork Fest. Garrett has them on him all the time. He likes to use them to feed meters. Are you gonna make smaller currency style Obama coins for like feeding meters and stuff?
There are dime Obama coins.
If you feed the meters with them, but they just get dumped in a bucket.
Yeah, so generally we don't do it.
I like giving them to people as tips so that they're able to see the Obama coin, appreciate it, and pass it off to others.
Pay your fines at the window.
The city of Keene takes Obama coin.
Yeah.
Now, when the G and the Jazzy coin come out, maybe we should use the dollar presidential coins for that because I think they deserve something a little more.
Right, right, right. I keep saying I'm going to get on that, but other things happen.
It'll be on the money, G.
You can go on eBay and pay someone like $100, and they'll design a whole altcoin for you. And then you start mining it with your computer.
I'd rather do it myself. I'd rather figure it out myself.
I think it's a lot of work.
Well, you guys got anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's some wonderful facilities up here that are being underutilized, like the tennis courts. So I'd advise people to use the tennis courts because it's a good game.
Have you used the tennis courts, or you don't have any equipment?
No.
Do you have to bring your own tennis balls and rackets and stuff?
Yeah, you got to bring all
your own stuff. Or can you rent that crap?
As far as I know, you got to bring it.
Because you guys are also...
No, I think you can rent it because when I was in the front office, there's like a younger person... And they like paid money, and then next thing I know, they're pulling two rackets out and handing it to them and like tennis balls. So I think you can rent
there
equipment.
You go.
Oh, wow.
But can you bring your own stuff and play for free?
Sure.
You should be able to.
Let's make it happen.
Right?
All right. Next year, it's on, like Donkey Kong.
Oh, I got the stuff with me. Like, we can just go over there in a little bit.
Oh, for real? Let's go do it. And we can rechristen the court, the Robin Hood Court for now.
Robin Hood Court of the North.
Yeah. of Lancaster. All right, let's get on it.
Well, we need to petition the Lancaster city government to put parking meters downtown.
Sure.
And then we can come Robin Hood during the...
Nick, I've just met Nick for the first time, all the way from Virginia. And did you have any questions for these knuckleheads? I know you had your silly question for Daryl, and he didn't answer it, did he? He did not answer. Or he just lost his cool? And I didn't put my suggestion box out. I was going to let people like put suggestions in it. I didn't think it would work. I didn't think people would even approach it. Steve, would you put a question in it? In the suggestion box, the question box. It was, but I didn't put it up.
Conan dropped the ball. So Conan puts out this Black Sheep Rising episode like right before Porkfest. Like, send your questions in. And it's like everyone's already at Porkfest.
Wait, you saw it, right?
I did, but I was not at Porkfest.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I missed it by a week. I'm not good on that kind of thing.
Well,
because this show doesn't air until Wednesday, and then I usually don't upload it until... I'm getting better at uploading them real quick.
You could live stream.
Or I could live stream. But I got to figure all that out. So that'll be a whole nother
camera.
There's no...
I don't think so.
It depends on if I can... Yeah, if I can hotwire my... mixer here, my video mixer, I might be able to do something like that, but I haven't. That's a technique that I haven't figured out yet, because I don't have fucking time, man. I'm standing in line, working that job, paying them taxes. Gee, are you playing the piano, guys? Thanks for being on. Let's go play some tennis.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful afternoon.
Hey, everyone at home, thanks for watching and or listening. We'll see you next week at the same time.
Is it GMO corn?
No.
Was this corn labeled as GMO or was it labeled as non-GMO?
This is before GMO.
Wrong. All corn is GMO.
This is before
all
GMOs.
All corn has been genetically modified through selective crossbreeding, so therefore all corn is GMO.
Is corn spelled correctly?
Corn.
So then it's not really corn.
Correctly is a totally different word than corn.
He cannot pick up a knife to cut a steak. 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 Cut a steak.
No, it's the nuts in the mouth.
Oh, shit.
You ain't got to explain shit.
You're a good guy, Daryl. You're a good guy when you're not so profane. I don't have to adapt.
We can still have Daryl on the show. We just got to pull up the FPP soundboard.
Thanks to Ramen, PV Ramen. CVRamen.com. You'll find the Daryl drops and the Mark and Ian soundboards. Very entertaining for your to complete your boring evening. I don't know which one. What did I put it under? Did he erase them or something?
So can we cuss?
Sure.
Oh, okay, cool.
Fuck yes.
I talk better when I cuss.